Cory's back there, yeah. The one about the people doing the roof and the one with the corn and the...
Oh, you want the egg story too?
And the egg story too, right, yeah.
Well, this is the Ozark Mountain Boy, you know.
Yeah.
And his didn't get to go to town very often, so this one trip he decided while he was there he would get him some store-bought food.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to this restaurant and took his seat, and the waitress came up and said, what would you like to eat? He flashed her a big grin, said eggs, and that kind of took her back, you know, and she said, well, how do you like the eggs? He said, I like them. And that stumped her again, so she said, well, how do you like them cooked? He said, oh, I like them that way, too. Then there's, I can't think of the good ones when I need to, but... Yeah, on the Arkansas Traveler. There was a book called The Arkansas Traveler, and this city man was traveling through selling his elixirs and this, that, and the other, and it was rainy weather, and this man invited him in, and when he got in, well, the roof was leaking pretty badly. He said, your house leaks, doesn't it? He said, yes, sir. He said, why don't you fix it? Well, he said, it's raining. Can't fix it while it's raining. He said, well, why don't you... When it's dry, won't you fix it? Said, I don't need it then. Then he walked on, you know, the next day, he went by this fella's farm, saw this little scrawny corn, you know, that was already turned yellow. He asked him, I see it turned dry around here and your corn's turned yellow. What's wrong with it? He said, well, I planted the yellow kind. So. That's about all I can recall out of the Arkansas Traveler, but...
I
still
look up that book.
I don't know how you could get a hold of that book.
It's in the Library of Congress, for sure.
Huh?
It's in the Library of Congress.
I think of it so often, and I read these things when I was a child, mm-hmm. about these salesmen going through the country, you know, and of course these mountaineers had all kind of calluses and corns on their feet from going barefooted, and they'd sell them the stuff to take the calluses and corns off and have them to soak their feet overnight, you know, and to this, that, and the other. And of course, when they'd get all the money, and the old boys' and women's feet were so sore then they couldn't, from soaking them in this concoction, that they couldn't follow them, you know. So it was a scream all the way through it. I don't know, it might. We have a real fine library, county library out here.
Mm-hmm.
Real fine.
You don't get on that phone tomorrow.
Yeah, I will.
The Arkansas Traveler.
If
you could get a hold of a book like that, you would certainly enjoy it.
Next thing I want to ask you about is clothing.
The what?
Clothing.
You mean early clothing?
Yeah, right. Like when you remember now, what would you wear to church?
Well, you mean when I was a boy?
Yeah.
On Sundays, they were starched.
Well, we had these Sunday clothes, all right. Like I've told you before, my dad was a little bit better provider than I would say the average family. But at that time, we wore pants that we wore long stockings and pants that buttoned around here with a little flap on them, and then blouse down. And button shoes, I remember those button shoes, and that white shirt starched till it would scour your neck. I tell you a funny one on my brother, and on me too. Mama sent us to church one Sunday morning. She didn't go along, she sent us.